Sharon assures me this is going to be good. Sharon in Maltby. Come on then, let's have it now. What happened when you gave birth to your Amy?
I was 18 at the time and went on holiday to Benidorm with my friend. Was out in the Pedlows, you know, went out on the Saturday night, went out on the Sunday drinking like you do. Didn't even know I was pregnant.
Hang on a minute. Whoa!
Hang on. You didn't know you were
Sorry,
pregnant.
I thought this was going to be where you met Amy's dad.
Yeah, me too.
No,
so you're 18,
no.
You're pregnant. How far gone were you then when you found out you were pregnant?
I didn't know I was pregnant at all until I gave birth to Amy.
No!
How did you not know? I'm huge. My boobs are massive. How did you not know?
I didn't know at all. There was no signs of me being pregnant. I was working. I was just, you know, bike riding. I was doing everything just normal.
So you were out swimming with a pedalo, you said, on a boat?
I was, yes. I was in the sea on the pedalo.
Wearing a swimsuit?
Wearing a bikini.
How does this work? Because this happens more often than people think.
Yeah, it does.
You can suddenly give birth. How could you possibly not know?
I just didn't.
Wow.
So there was no kicking, no feeling, nothing going on?
Nothing at all. I didn't even show.
Wow.
So you're an 18-year-old girl and you give birth on holiday in Benidorm.
What happened was I was getting ready to go out on the Monday night and I got in the bath. As I was getting out of the bath, I just stepped over and saw her head.
Oh, my God!
Oh,
no.
This is amazing.
Then I sort of gave birth to her in the bathroom.
On your own?
On my own, yeah. Oh. My friend was laid on the bed, and I shouted her through. And I just shouted her through, and she sort of popped red in, and I just said, I think I've had a baby.
Oh, my...
What was going through your head when the head popped out?
It was just shock, you know, just sort of, oh my God, you know, it all happened so quickly. As I stepped over the bath, I looked down and saw her head there, and then all of a sudden, you know, she just came out.
Wow.
Sharon, that's the most incredible thing ever. As an 18-year-old girl who's gone on holiday not knowing she's pregnant, coming home with a new little baby girl, how long did it take you to come to terms with being a mother all of a sudden?
It sort of happened naturally because obviously there was nobody there. My boyfriend there at the time, it was Amy's dad, he was there in another hotel at the time, so I did have him with me as well.
I bet he thought it was a wind-up, right?
He did. When his friend went to the hotel to tell him that I'd had a baby, I don't think he believed him at all. I think it did take some convincing to come to hospital. And actually, Alan FM did do a piece on it 2016.
Really?
Well, really?
Did we? Yeah.
I remember.
That's the best holiday souvenir ever from Benidorm.
So did you ring your mum and dad and tell them?
I did about 3 days later. Because I gave birth to in the Hotel Raymar, which is actually the ambassador now. And there's people from Maltby there as well. So I was panicking a bit, thinking I hadn't told my mum and dad. So Amy were like 3 days old when her dad rung my mum to tell them that I'd had a baby in Spain.
So what's the deal then? You sat her on your knee on the flight?
Yes, she came home. She's the youngest person to ever fly on the airlines.
Wow.
What an incredible story.
It's incredible.
It is.
To think that, you know, Janine's nowhere near ready for becoming a mother. She's been thinking about having children for a long time. Finally, she's pregnant. And now, halfway through the term, and yet... She's not ready. She really is not ready. I don't know. I just can't get my head around how you could have, you know, just adjusted your life so quickly and just...
Yeah, because I got married 3 weeks later after coming back.
Yeah.
And we moved down to the RAF.
Just amazing.
That's such a great story.
What an incredible story. Sharon.
Yeah, and Amy's actually pregnant with her second baby at the moment. That's due in June.
At least she's bothered to find out that she's pregnant.
That's it, yeah. There's no mistake. Amy's not pregnant at all.
All our love. An amazing story, Sharon. I think you've put Janine's mind completely at rest.
I hope so.
Thank you for calling. Hallam FM, it's 8:18. Can you beat that story? Hallam FM.